Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. You believe it's almost Christmas? Wow, I can't even comprehend how fast 2019 went. But whether it was good or bad, doesn't matter. God has some things in store for you. And it's during those unclear and difficult times that God is working behind the scenes. You know He is. You got to trust that. And I want to do some things right now that's going to help align you and set you up for a 2020 vision. And so now, Lord, we just ask that you open the heavens. You do the things that you need to do right now. Rearrange things. We just pray that you would make that divine alignment as you're bringing new divine assignments for 2020. I ask now, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, bring that power. Boy, I'm just feeling the anointing for change right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've been a prophetic life coach for a number of years. It really started with me helping people. I was doing outreaches, giving prophetic words, traveling around, and doing just a lot of things. Probably giving about 5,000 prophetic words a year. Partway through there somewhere, I realized, you know, I'm helping Christians understand, you know, how to give words of destiny, and giving words of destiny, that's the prophetic. And then I realized a lot of people, Christians or non-Christians alike, don't know their own destiny. And that's what spurred me into becoming a prophetic life coach. And that's where I used my gift, my times and seasons gift, you know, the gifts the Lord gave me to help you get a breakthrough in your life. And after years of study, I ran study groups. Gosh, remember we were doing what I think it was in 2007. We ran study groups and we started noticing what causes people to be able to get the best breakthrough, you know, and we did a thorough research on this, and I developed some training courses and material and been taking it to the world really for a long time, but I've added the prophetic element to it, the ability to hear God for your season, for the things that you need right now. Now, I want to share with you four things that when you apply these things to your life, it will radically change you. Here's the thing. I can give you a prophetic word, or you can get a prophetic word from God. It's great. You know, we need that. But unless you actually do something with it, unless you take some steps or maybe develop a lifestyle to get that breakthrough, it's just going to be another good prophetic word, maybe, you know, a good entry in your journal or something like that. Because you need to be able to activate your words. And you need to be able to take steps and develop a lifestyle that opens the heavens around and over you. Plus, it will create a breakthrough in your life. Now, a breakthrough means that whatever season you're in right now, you might feel stuck, you don't know how to move forward. A lot of people feel that way, feel like there's something more to your life, but you might not know what it is. Or maybe you've been through the season and it feel like you're on a shelf right now. Then you need a breakthrough. Those are symptoms that you need a breakthrough. Here's four strategies the Lord gave me over time that I use in all my training groups. I use it in my own life as well. Number one of the four is to develop what I call a breakthrough lifestyle. That is when you do small things over time towards your bigger dreams. Let's say that, you know, you have a dream maybe or a goal that you want to write a book. Oh my goodness, I tell you, I struggled for 3 years, and I even had an angel come and give me a download, you know, gave me a prophetic download over several weeks back in 2002. It took me 3 years to get that book written. But what happened in the middle of this, I realized that you could do small things towards those big dreams. And if you do the small things on a regular basis, it doesn't have to be, you know, really big. Like, I've helped coach people. You know, I remember someone I knew that they had heard the Lord say to buy a certain website. Well, it was $10,000. I think that they were more, they heard the Lord say this name and they went out and bought the website before they had a ministry or a product. And so we have to use wisdom. You don't want to put the cart before the horse. You don't want to jump out too soon. But at the same time, there's small things that you can do on a daily basis that will build towards your bigger dreams. I use writing a book as an example because, you know, I write every day. I don't write like I'm writing chapters in a book. I just write. I write to have fun. And then once or twice a year, I pull those things together into a book. That's my small things over time type of thing. And I'll explain this more later in my training over the next few weeks as we unpack this. But if you develop that breakthrough lifestyle, you will no longer be held down by procrastination. This is the procrastination buster right here, is do something small. If you feel like you need to move forward, do something towards one of the things. Maybe read a book or take a course or do some research. The second thing is to change the spiritual atmosphere around you by loving people, by being thankful and grateful. Gratitude is so powerful. Love is so powerful. It will change the spiritual atmosphere around and over you. Jesus even said, the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself. Now that's three loves. And when we get out of line with those things, if we get mad at God, then it can plug up the spiritual atmosphere. Or maybe we get angry with other people, get unforgiveness, or maybe we're, you know, unforgiving or something with our own selves. Then we get out of line to the perfect flow the Lord wanted to bring on earth as it is in heaven. I am convinced it has to do with love. And when I got out of line with these three loves, loving God, I was upset at the Lord because I went through a time, a season of so many deaths and losses in my family. Somewhere in there, I might have gotten upset at the Lord. I got upset at some other people that were around me. I also got upset at myself. And I was a perfectionist. And you know, I ended up getting sick from all that. And then when I discovered those three loves, and I cleaned up those three loves, and also added to it the not grumbling or complaining, and those types of things will change and shift the spiritual atmosphere and allow you to receive the blessings of the Lord and to be able to hear His voice. So number three would be to develop what I call a positive kingdom perspective. That is seeing the Lord as a good God. He is not the one causing bad things in the world. And in fact, the enemy's doing that, blaming the Lord, and people start to believe this. But you know, when Jesus told a parable, he said, listen, what kind of father would give a bad gift to a child? He says, you know, if you ask for something to eat, like an egg, he wouldn't give you a scorpion instead. He was trying to say, the Lord is not the giver of bad gifts. He's the giver of the good things. And so changing the spiritual atmosphere and coming into agreement with the positive kingdom perspective recognizes of who God really is. When I run my schools of ministry, you know, and I do all my training, I try to help people to find out who God really is and get that perspective. And then also is realize that when these negative things come to you, it's not God's will. So a lot of times you can find God's will in the opposite, not always, but in the opposite of your attacks. Or when you're getting attacked, instead of getting upset or, you know, judging or cursing, is to stop and worship and praise. Now this will flip things around. It goes hand in hand with number two, with the spiritual atmosphere. The positive kingdom perspective is where you align your mind with the ways of heaven. And the changing the spiritual atmosphere is aligning your mouth with it. And so once you start getting into this flow of doing small things over time, changing the spiritual atmosphere through love, and then developing that positive kingdom perspective, then you can flip things around. And it means it's not like you can't have feelings anymore. You're never going to be upset, or, you know, you're not allowed to be. I still complain, but I make sure that's not all I do. If I put a complaint in, I make sure I put two or three more compliments in to offset that. I'm serious. What you sow, therefore, you shall reap. You don't want to keep sowing negativity. It will close the heavens over you. And then the fourth step that I'm going to be talking about is called CIA, continual improvement always. Never stop learning. Find someone doing what you want to do. Study how they do it. Or just in general, continually learning is, you know, we go to school and sometimes we get out of school, we stop learning. And or I coach people who, you know, they got a degree and they don't know what to do. And I said, well, you know, what did you want to do when you went in? And they said, well, my goal was to get a degree in accounting. Well, there you go. You've accomplished your goal of getting a degree. But did you know that you need to get more than that? You need to get, I'm not saying that, you know, if it's a bad thing to go to school, would I say that at all? But I'm saying right now is do not stop learning. Do not stop actually growing in the things of God and the things of love. You can improve yourself always. That's what I do. I journal every day and I take notes at what God is saying. And so in the midst of all that, I have developed these four things that will radically change your life. Now, if you really want it to stick, I've got some training that I'm going to be doing in January that actually makes it reality for you. And you can't just, you know, you can get the ingredients for the recipe, but I got to actually, if I show you how to use it, it could be really powerful. So I'll be doing more of that later on in January. I want to help align you with heaven because this is so important. I do this all the time. There's four things that you can align right now. It's what you do, and then how you think, what you believe, and the action you take based on all of this. Now, this is actually a biblical process. Galatians 6:7, whatever someone sows, they shall reap. So what you do, you can reap, actually. You can bring your sin under the blood of Jesus. Don't worry about that type of thing. But if you're sowing negativity or if you, you know, if you're sowing good things, you shall reap. So you align by heaven by what you do. And the second one is what you think. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a person thinks, so is he or she. So your thinking needs to be aligned with the Bible and with heaven will really make a difference. And then what you believe. Mark 11:24 says that whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have it and you will receive it. And sometimes it's not in God's timing. There's different things about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying about the spiritual principle about believing and receiving. So what you believe, sometimes we can actually have some beliefs that aren't based on reality. You know, you can start thinking everyone around you doesn't like you. And then it may not be based on reality. So you can change your beliefs. We need to be able to align our beliefs with the things of God or the things of heaven in the Bible. So what you believe really matters. Then what you do with all this is what I call taking action. In the same way, James 2:17 says, in the same way, faith by itself, without accompanied by action, is dead. So you'll need to take some action. What you do matters. You can change the way you do things. Slowly, it's a small thing each day. Do one thing a day. What you think will change things. How you believe will change things. And then taking action will cap it all off for you and will help you to be able to align yourself on earth as it is in heaven. I say that a lot because it's an important, important thing right now. And what matters is really what you focus on. Proverbs 11:27. You know, whoever seeks good finds favor, but evil comes to those who search for it. Now that's, you know, it's showing that there's a principle involved in how and where we put our focus. You can change right now by choosing to focus on the things that I'm just telling you about. Choosing to focus on the goodness of God. Choosing to focus on not complaining and grumbling. choosing these things. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more. In fact, I'm doing a special training this weekend. And depending on when you listen to this, you might be able to get the replay. But it's called Developing 2020 Vision. And it's preparing you for your prophetic new year. And I'm going to walk you through what I believe God's saying for the new year and how to apply it, give you some practical tools to do some of the stuff I'm talking about right now. You know, I could actually become your coach during this time, and it's an online training. And just go to DougAddison.com/2020, and we have a special price, $20.20. And it's a two-hour time. You can ask Q&A, time with me. I do activation prayers. It's a lot of fun. And also, you get some forms and things that are going to really help you, set you up to get the best of the new year. I'm excited for what's coming. So Lord, I pray that you would activate these things. Open the heavens right now. Show us if there's any areas that we need to come into agreement where we can stop complaining or grumbling. Things that we can focus on in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hope you have a great week. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.